call that name for me.
Your name is Jesus, 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 Jesus. Yeah, 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 yeah. Your name is called the Alpha and Omega. Hey, you are bigger than the biggest.
Yes.
Stronger than the strongest.
Yes.
Wiser than the wisest.
Yes.
Larger than the largest.
Yes.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yes. Lift up those hands to the heavens. Never cease to worship Him. Never cease to lift up holy hands and just bless Him. Because God has done so much for us. He's done so much for us.
Jesus.
Gave us His name as our logo. So that when we ask for something, it's as though He's the one asking for it. This sign shall follow them that believe. In my name shall cast out devils. I'm going to give you 1 minute to just shout that name. 1 minute. Hold on. At the count of 3. Sometimes you don't need sensible prayer. Just shout that name. Blind Bartimaeus, he knew he had no chance. They could stop his body, but they could not stop his voice. Sometimes you lack words to pray with. All you gotta do is call on a name. 1. Sickness is going. 2. That migraine headache is disappearing. 3. Somebody shout the name of Jesus.
Shout the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus.
Over your children, Jesus. Over your ministry, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Over your God, Jesus, Jesus. 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 Jesus, 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 fight! as we bring this meeting to a close, we're going to pray for this nation. We're going to pray for this nation. Can I have 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1? 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. Let's keep praying under your breath. Just because it's more than music. It's not about music. It's about fellowship. It's about going deep beyond the surface. Can I have 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1? Or if you have it on the phone or something, can give it to me. Spirit of God told me specifically that we pray. All right, so we have it up there. I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Verse 2. For kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. So he's saying that the peace and quietness that you seek in your nation is predicated on your prayers, supplication, thanksgiving for those who are in authority. He didn't ask us to criticize them. He said we should pray for them. You're going to lift up the coming election into the hand of God. A lot of people are wondering, Lord, will the election hold? Will this thing not cause trouble? But we know what to do from this scripture. For kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a peaceable life in all godliness. Would you speak in tongues with all intent, bearing in mind this land, this nation? Speak in tongues like you're speaking in tongues for your personal self. It doesn't matter what they are planning. He said they shall gather, but not by me. It is not news that the enemy has an agenda. But God is saying, it is not by me. I did not put them together. He said, it will scatter them. They will drink their own blood. They will eat their own flesh. Anybody, any group of persons that has vowed that this nation will not have peace, that has vowed that this nation will not make progress, that has vowed that this nation will not prosper, we cut them off in the name of Jesus. Nigeria, you are blessed. Our government is blessed. Our nation is blessed. Our leaders are wise. They receive counsel from the Lord. Every counsel of Ahithophel, they reject it. Every negative counsel that is designed to bring this nation to a halt, designed to scatter this nation, we discomfit it. We silence every negative counsel to our leadership. We silence every negative